Opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
The following programming is sponsored by Troy Baylor. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's good to be back in the studio. Been out for a minute, and I had some family issues that's going on. But nevertheless, we're here today, Friday the 25th. It's raining outside. I set a little snow flurries and rain in certain parts of the city. Our studio request line number is 888-329-3306. And we have a lot we want to talk about this morning. We have a pastor, Yvonne Yates, calling in around 10:15 to talk about some of the gun violence that's still going on here in the city of Philadelphia and some other things we want to bring you up to date on, some things that are happening and some things that we're taking part in and that we're doing. But we want to say thank you for allowing us to come into your homes on this Friday morning. And forward to hearing us on Sundays on our sister station, WTMR 800 AM. That's a gospel station. We look to be there hopefully on a Sunday, but one day during the week, playing good gospel music just for you on that side of the vineyard. I was just looking at the new scoop this morning, U.S. Media. And we want to acknowledge a lot of people that are doing something in and around the city of Philadelphia that's in this paper, just as well as Sheriff Rochelle Bilal, Senator Sharif Street, Senator Anthony Hardy Williams, and a whole bunch of other people. Quick, did y'all watch the news where Putin already bombed the Ukraine? And a lot of people, I think they said 137 were killed. And I didn't for sure how many were injured. But it is a shame that we have to live like this. And now they're talking about a cyber attack where your money, your computers and all of that stuff would be attacked and hacked. You know, it's a shame. It's a shame. And those of you that are listening, if you can, at this time, just pray. But we're going to try to get information on how you can donate or send some kind of help to the Ukrainians, because they're in need of your help at this time. And we're praying for them. And we hope that they would come, you know, because they talk about sanctions. And you can put sanctions on people, but that doesn't have to say that they have to honor those sanctions and recognize them. And as it stands now, Putin is doing what he wants to do. And we hope it gets better for them. So we're just praying because I believe on yesterday or day before yesterday, I think one of the areas that was hit first was the airport, you know, where people coming in and out. And then I think last night they hit a hotel or a project area where people lived at. And it's a shame that we have to live through that. And we have to be prayerful for one another when it comes to things like that, because it could be us. It could be here in the city of Philadelphia. As you know, I believe it was in 81 when the Twin Towers in New York was attacked. So it could be us, and at any time and in any given day, it can happen. So let's keep the I'm tongue-tied a little bit. The Ukrainians, let's keep them in our prayer and pray that God is with them and that the ceasefire will come and things will work out for them over there. And our prayers and our thoughts from our show goes out to you just as well. And on the 14th of May, we'll be doing a peace ride in the city of Philadelphia, along with the State Burners and the Anti-Graffiti Network and a whole bunch of other people that's joining this ride to bring about peace in our community. And just on the night before last, in the 3,000 block of West Arizona Street, they found two young men shot dead in a car around 10:41. So the shooting is still happening, and it's still going on. And I think at the 1700 block of Bristol Street on yesterday, two people were shot. So the killing is still happening, and we have to stop the bloodshed. You know, there's a war going over there, and there's a war going on here, because people think it's a game, and it's not a game. And we have to address these issues and do something about it. And we have to work to bring about a change within our community. We have a lot of community groups and organizations out there, but everybody needs to come together under one helmet and work together. As you know, we're short of manpower in the police department. And, you know, people have been complaining about the response of when you call the police department, half the time they don't pick up the phone or answer the phone because it, a lot of things played a part. COVID, police who's retiring or walking away from the job because of the situations that's going on. But we're going to get people in here to answer those questions, the DA, hopefully the mayor and the city commissioner, and see what we can do to try to get people to join. Today, it's like joining a church. You don't want to join a church where they got a whole bunch of foolishness going on. And that's the same way with the police department and different departments. You want to be able to go to work, do your job, and go back home. And this is what's happening. And we need to be supportive of what they do and to do to keep our community safe. Because, you know, there was a time where as kids, we can play out on the street and run up and down the street. But today's society, you can't do that because you don't know where a bullet's coming from or if you're going to get hit or whatnot. You can be sitting in your home and get hit in your home, as we had several cases where people were sitting in their homes and got hit by stray bullets. And we really need to address that issue. We have to go back to what we used to do back in the day, Town Watch. How many of you remember when we used to have Town Watch? And we used to watch each other's neighbor and watch each other back when we had Town Watch. And we had the city for More Beautiful, where the sanitation department would come out and give you brooms and bags to keep your block clean and stuff like that. You ride through a lot of the blocks, you don't even see them half clean like that. Because I told some people the other day, a lot of the older generation is dying out. And the generation that kept the neighborhood up and kept the blocks up, they're dying out, you know. And just like the grandmoms and the ones that are raising the grandkids are dying out. You know, we don't have too many of the grandmoms. And we have some around, but we don't have that many because, like I said, COVID, natural causes, cancer, or whatever it is. But we need to go back to the old school and the old way where we used to raise our families and our kids in a community environment. I remember when I was about eight or nine, I think I was 8 years old, and we had moved out West Philly to 5007 Jarrett. The house is not there no more. I went by there. I go by there several times. The house is not there there, down there no more. But we lived at 5701 Jarrett Avenue. And when we first moved in, we had finished unloading the truck, and my dad and took the truck back. And when he came back, he was sitting in the car on the driver's side, and you know it's trolley tracks. And a group of drunk drivers came down, and they hit the car and hit him, and they wound up taking him out of the car. We didn't know, but they had took him to the hospital. And you don't really find too many people like that, you know, where they hit you and carry you to the hospital, you know. But back then they did, and then our neighbors, they came over and they consoled my mother and the family. And then from that day forward, we became friends. And we had another gentleman in the neighborhood, because we lived across the street from a cemetery. And they used to take us over in the cemetery, and we would play football and hide-go-seek and all that different things like that. And so one day the police officer came in, and he was like, do y'all have a grave here, a tombstone? So it was something to laugh about. But he let us stay there. But, you know, back then we weren't doing anything. We weren't doing things like how the kids in doing today, carjacking, shooting at 9 or 10. We didn't know nothing about carrying a gun up and down the street and different things like that. But what we did do is do things that little kids would do, you know what I mean? And that's what we did. We didn't run around vandalizing people's stuff, breaking people's stuff. We played in abandoned houses now. Don't get me wrong. We played in, and we got whooped for it, because mama always said, like, you playing that abandoned house, what if it fall down on you or something like that? And then the little things that we did sneak and try to do, we got whooped for it. I remember one time as a kid, and I'm not going to shady say, I was sitting in a window, and I was striking matches and throwing out the window. Didn't know that my mom and I'm going to smell the after smell from the matches when you strike them. And when she smelt it, and she came up there, and she whooped my butt. Do you hear me? She whooped my butt. So when we did stuff as a kid that was not right, our parents whooped us, and they didn't play. And then my father, he was the type of person that you had to really make him mad to whoop you. And he used to two pieces, that boot bop, and that was it for you. So we have to get back to the logistics. Today's parent do not want to chastise their kids. They want to, you know, give them everything they want and agree with them on what they do and different things like that. And that's not what it's about. It's about raising your kids up the right way. So that way, when they get older, they can raise their kids that way and be responsible and respectful to those that are in authority over us. And we're going to pay a few bills, and we're going to be back with our guest on the phone, Pastor Yvonne Yates. We're going to be talking with her throughout the show today. We're going to let her spend the whole hour with us. If she hear me, she's going to spend the whole hour talking about some things that she's passionate about in the community. And the reason why, not only her church, but she opened up a community center and different things and trying to get things built in the North Philly area to help people. We'll be back right after this.
Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair. If you're in need of a funeral home, Meacham and Prelow are there to help. Call 215-220-6880. Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home, 1740 Blavis Street, Philadelphia. Call 215-220-6880. In your time of need, Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home are there to help.
Hi, my name is India Baylor, and you're listening to my dad, Troy Baylor, on WWDB 860 AM.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody, like this, come on. Ladies, say it.
We're back on the morning show. Joshua Troop, and this is the way we praise him right here on WWDB 860 AM, the morning show with Troy Baylor. Hey, we have our special guest on the line, Pastor Yvonne Yates. Good morning, Pastor Yates. How are you?
Good morning to you, Troy. How are you?
Boy, if I had your hand, I'd throw mine in and call it quits.
Oh, see that. The Lord is good, though, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I had to play some special gospel music for you today, Joshua Truber. This is the way we praise him, by clapping our hands. And we're praying for this nation this morning. As we know, what's going on in Ukraine with Putin setting off bombs and killing people over there this morning.
Well, we have to pray because, you know, the killing is in the air and Satan is the author of all that right there. So we just have to keep praying. As you said, Troy, we have to keep praying.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we want to thank you for calling in. First, let's give the name of your church and your organization, will you?
Gather the People House of Prayer, 3061 North 15th Street. And my organization is called The Gang, God's Ambassadors Now Gather.
Okay. And let's talk about, first of all, your vision and how you got started with this.
Can I start like I want to?
Yes.
Please? Okay. I want to do it that way because I love Troy so much and he knows a lot about me, but he asked me to come on the radio station and I want to come on talking about responsibility. I am Pastor Yvonne C. Yates. And the purpose of my being on the radio program is to make everybody responsible for the shooting. And I love what Troy was saying while I was on listening, because it makes a lot of sense of what God gave me to give to you today. And because a radio program is everybody is responsible for the shooting, the carjacking, the stealing, the killing, the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And above all, and drugs, all of the above and more. We are responsible for the shooting, the carjacking, the stealing, the killing, the drug, all of the above. And I hear somebody saying like this, Pastor, how am I responsible? I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked because I think in different generations, we have to learn responsibility all over again because many people does not know what it means to be responsible.
Right.
But most of you are parents, aunts, uncles, et cetera. All of the children are in your community where the crimes are committed. In other words, you're responsible and you are not saying anything. Most of you are not saying anything. And if you did say something, they would be under your authority and not the authority of the system.
Right.
So you're responsible. You're not saying anything. So our children are dying. They're dying in the streets at a young age. And somebody, would you believe that some of these children don't even think they're supposed to live past 18?
Yeah, I know.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know that they were born the right time, in the right place, in the right family, in the right race. They are no mistake. They're beautifully and wonderfully made. So at a young age, they should be choosing life, not death.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying, Troy?
Mm-hmm.
They should be receiving life, not death. I know what can and will happen if everyone got involved. Oh, I like this right here. You'd rather blame Commissioner Danielle Outlaw. Sure you would. You would rather blame Commissioner Outlaw. You would rather blame the police officers. You would blame the system. You would rather blame anything but yourself. You would rather blame anybody, anything but yourself. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Commissioner Outlaw is doing a great job. The officers are doing a great job. I'm a police chaplain, so some know in the 39th District. So I know what the chaplain is doing in the 39th District.
Right.
But everything can't happen not unless you get involved. You have to get involved. How do I know what would happen if you got involved? Well, I had experience. And a person can only talk about their experience if they were there to do it. It's very simple if you get involved. See, a lot of us want to be friends with our children. I was listening to Troy on the phone, and I think I have one of my daughters on the phone. And the thing about it is that we in turn get involved, but we can't be our friends to our children as they're growing up.
No, you can't do that.
But you can't become friends with your children when they get grown.
Right.
See, that's the difference. And I don't think we learned that in parenting yet. You cannot be friends to your children as you are raising them. But you can be friends to your children when they get grown.
Right.
Yes, they remember what they went through, but they need to. I heard Troy talking about being beat. Well, my father didn't believe in beating clothes. So he would beat us in the middle of the night when we didn't even think it was coming. We didn't even think it was coming for something that we did. And believe me, I'm not telling you to get a strap to beat your kids. I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you get a baseball bat and do the, anything like that. What am I telling you is get so involved with your children that you know what they are doing. And if you know what they're doing, don't act like you don't know what they're doing.
Right.
Don't do that.
You know what I think it come from? If you remember when W. Wilson Good was mayor, he went on television and he distinguished a saying about child abuse. And there's a difference from a spanking and child abuse. Because when he came out with that, a lot of the kids started calling 911 and saying they were being abused by their parents, which they were not. They were being chastised for what they have done wrong. And that's what we have to come to the conclusion and understanding, that there's a difference between child abuse and being chastised.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100% because I remember, I don't think it was there. Yeah, he was. He had been there previously. But I remember telling my children, if you want to dial DHS, just go ahead and dial it.
You're right.
Because I'm going to whip you anyway. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens my daughter works for DHS now.
I like to get her on the show because there's about a lot of talk with DHS. We'll talk about that later when I get off the air and call you. But I would like to invite her to come on the show to talk about the DHS
system. Well, she can hear you because I believe she's on now. Listening so she can hear you, so I'll just give her your information.
Right.
Okay? And everything that we're talking about today, we want you to enhance, because I'm tired of crying, but that's getting ahead of me. Let me tell you this right here. I'm going to tell you what my experience is.
Pastor, do me a hold that thought. We're going to go to a commercial, and we're going to come right back with
okay.
you. Because I'm keeping you on the whole hour. So you don't mind having brunch with me right now.
I'm not going to say that. Go ahead.
We're having brunch.
We're going to do what God says we're going to do.
We'll be back right after this with Pastor Yates.
If you're in need of a funeral home, Meacham and Prelow are there to help. Call 215-220-6880. Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home, 1740 Blavis Street, Philadelphia. Call 215-220-6880. In your time of need, Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home are there to help. Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair.
Hey, this is Rick Ford, and you're listening to the Troy Baylor Show right here at WWDB 860 on the AM dial every Friday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tune in.
Oh,
We're back on the morning show. Hang on in there. What you going to do when your back against the wall? Well, one thing I know that when my back is against the wall, God will pull me out. So I'm not worried. A lot of times my back is against the wall. And all I got to do is turn to God, and he's going to make a way for me. Pastor Yates, finish with your our conversation.
I will. And in fact, if I may go back, I want to go back to Commissioner Danielle Outlaw. I don't think you people realize that how hard it is to try to get something together and you have no help. I don't think the people realize that, just like y'all don't understand about a whipping or a beating or whatever like that, et cetera. The thing about it is, I think the new word now, I think in my generation it said rat. You don't want to rat on nobody. You don't want to rat on nobody. Well, the same people that you're not ratting on, or with the word, well, snitching on, is the same people that are dying.
Right.
Those are the same people that are dying. So it is your responsibility. Commissioner Danielle, I mean, she's trying to do the best she can. She loves Philadelphia.
And she has.
She loves
you. She has proven that. It's just that she don't have the support. And the thing is, we're like crabs in a basket. We're trying to pull each other down instead of supporting her. You have a lot of people out there that's fighting against her.
And I'm glad you said that, because if y'all didn't hear who I was before I got on this line, I am Pastor Yvonne C. Yates. Write my name there, because I have her back. I have her back. I respect everything she does, because I am a police chaplain, and I know how hard it is to try to get everything done. But you are responsible. You are responsible. You are responsible. And how do I know what will happen if you got involved? Let me tell you, I have an experience. My experience is that February 12th of 1995, I went down 15th in Clearfield with my congregation. There were drugs. There were prostitution. There were bad decors. Even the 39th district was corrupt.
Right.
Now, you would say, how in the world can you, Pastor Yates, stay down there? Why? Because I have a love. I have a love. It's not because letters behind your name and all like that. You have to have a love for people. And I didn't like what was going on. The congregation didn't like what was going on. And believe it or not, there was such sense of unity. A unity today with all the political people. There was such a unity. Randell had said, at the time, Mayor Randell said, get out and get the churches together so that they can get on the corner. They can see what is happening. And there was street. So therefore, you got to know what to do, what you do, and therefore there will be a backing for you to do it. To do it.
Right.
Now, how do I know? I came there February 12th of 1995, and it took the people, the parents, the pastors in the community, from Broad Street to 17th Street, from Allegheny Avenue to Indiana Avenue, to take charge that only men could be responsible. In other words, that only means when you take charge of something, that means you're going to be responsible for what's going on. How responsible are you? You need to answer yourself that question. How responsible are you if your son or daughter comes into that house with something new and you don't ask where they got it from? How responsible are you if you see your son or your daughter, and I know they try to legalize marijuana, I know that, and all that kind of stuff, but how responsible are you when your son or your daughter come in that house with something that you know it didn't have money to buy?
Right.
How responsible are you? I'm not talking you down, sister. I'm getting you together. I'm not talking you down, brother. I mean for us to come together.
Well, you're talking.
Anything can happen at 50th and Fairfield, where there was drugs, where there was prostitutes, where there was abandoned car, where there was corrupt, where there was the buildings were up there, and all of that. If it can happen down there, it can happen in your block.
Well,
stop saying, you know, such and such a mother got these children out here that are bad. What are you doing for them?
Right. Well, you're talking truth, because I remember back in the day, and then you do have some parents. We got to give kudos out to some parents who check that stuff, because there was a bus driver who was maybe in his 40s, 50s and dating a 17-year-old girl. And had, and that was the time when they had beepers out, I believe, and bought her a beeper and a cell phone. And the mother and father questioned, like, where you get this from? And when they found out, they went to this gentleman, you see what I'm saying, and went to his superiors. Because, first of all, no older man has no business dating no young girl at no 17
exactly.
years old.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And then with the drugs, it's like the marijuana. And it's so bad, Pastor, to like they're smoking PCP, embalming fluid that you put in a dead person's body. You know?
I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you said that. That brings me to a point I wasn't going to bring in, but I'm glad you opened the door. We have prayer every first Friday out there in front of the church. So I've talked about that same drug you're talking about, Troy, and Hal was doing an overdose.
Right.
Because people, and this is what we're saying. I tell the people like this, if you don't buy it, they can't sell it.
Right.
Don't come and tell me about anybody selling drugs and you're going to buy it from them. If you don't buy it, they can't sell it. What we need to do is to understand that if you love your children, with some of you, I don't know whether you do or not, that's none of my business, but I hope you do. And if you don't love your children, I love the little boy down the street. Love the little girl down the street. Get involved. Get involved instead of being so afraid about what can happen to you. I'm covering you with the blood, and I know who I am.
Right.
I know who I am, and that's why I'm giving you my name. I'm giving my name because we need to stop this mess that's going on. We need to stop blaming everybody and take responsible for that child when he walks into the door that you want to see what he has.
Right.
And when he goes out the door, you want to know who is he on the corner with. Get the kids off the corner.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Get them off the corner. I'm known, and since y'all know who I am, I'm known for putting oil there.
And then you know what the bad...
Everybody in that area there will tell you, Pastor Yates is upset.
Well, listen, Pastor, stand by because we want to finish talking to you. We're going to pay a few more bills and we're going to come back because this conversation is great. And we hope that a lot of people are listening. I have a lot of people watching on my Facebook page and in my Instagram page. So people are tuning in and hearing what you're saying this morning. So we're going to finish this conversation up. We'll be back right after this.
Thank you.
Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair. If you're in need of a funeral home, Meacham and Prelow are there to help. Call 215-220-6880. Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home, 1740 Blavis Street, Philadelphia. Call 215-220-6880. In your time of need, Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home are there to help.
Good morning, everyone. This is Warren Bloom, and you're in tune to my main man, Troy Baylor, every Friday, 10 a.m. right here on WWDB 860. It's a TGIF day.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
Your life has been
out of control.
You're confused. But
don't worry, your soul, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better.
It will get better.
We're back on the morning show with yours truly. TJ got me fired up in here.
I know. I know you can sing.
And
oh,
feeling
praise
good.
The Lord.
That's Hezekiah Walker. It got to get better. But yeah, Pastor Yates.
And I'm going to change that around. I'm going to say it is going to get better. Because after the day, all of us are going to know what to do.
Right.
And not be afraid to do it. Because God has not given the spirit of fear, but a power to love and a sound mind. And so you can't have no fear.
Right.
Okay, go ahead, Troy.
Well, the thing is, we have to come together in unity as one. Just like I was telling some people when I had this peace ride, and there were some things that were happening that I did not know about. And I told him, I said, this is a joint effort, and we need to work together. And so there should be no separate meeting. Everyone that's involved in this need to know about any meeting that's taking place. Because if we don't show unity amongst ourselves, who going to support us and who going to help us? We go to the politicians and we ask them to help us. But then when they see that there's a breakup in what we're doing, they're not going to support us and help us.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way the politicians are today. And they had right to be so, because we in turn have to show that we want to love our children.
Right.
We in turn have to show that we want to love our neighborhood in which we're in. We have to know and share that family means something to us.
Right.
And all of us are family, especially those all of us that are saved. We're definitely a family. We're definitely family. And I each religion says that they're family, but that's a family. Come together.
Right.
If you're a family, each religion that says you're a family, come together. Let's let the enemy know that he cannot take our children anymore. Children are the inheritance under God, whether they're male, female, or whatever.
Right.
So we have to have the responsibility. When I first went down there, 50s in Clearfield, we had Sylvan educational program to come in. We had the children to come in night. We need to come together, and we had Southern Baptists to come in every summer to actually really mingle with the people in the community.
Now let's talk a little bit.
I'm tired of crying, huh?
Let's talk a little bit about the land that you have and what you're trying to build down there.
I'm getting ready to do that right now. I know you can do something about that. Should you? And I like this right here. Should you take the authority? Or aren't you mad about the authority taking your children? I believe that we need to take the stand. Okay, as Troy was saying, on the lot at 50s and Clearfield is the whole block in the 1400 block of Carlisle Street. We plan to build a community center. And in that community center where it's going to happen, all the needs of the people will be met. It will be a one-stop building. When you go into that building, all the needs of the community, no matter where they are, where they come from, will be met. I'm excited about this because we're going to have an indoor basketball court. We're going to have a boxing ring. We're going to have a gym, a computer lab, and a place for seniors to come, et cetera, and a place where all religious, they can come in and actually really worship. Worship. And those things, and I laugh at myself because all the things that are occurring today, will there be any children to come to this community center?
I wonder.
You know, and this is what I'm saying to you parents and to everybody else that has connection with any child, not just your child, but any child. There may be a child in your block that you see, and it might be something going on wrong within that family in the block. You might need to take hold to that child and just show some love. You don't need to talk about the family. You don't need to talk about it. That's too much we do anyway. What the family's doing, how they not doing, how the children look, how they're not being fed. If they're not being fed, feed them.
Right.
If they're not being fed, feed them. You think they need some clothes, get it. Get the clothes they think you need. In other words, let's take the responsibility back that Troy was talking about all morning. I am 80 years of age, and believe me, I can relate even better than Troy can. Because if I did something and I got to my block, my father already knew it. I don't care if it was 10 blocks away. My mother and father knew.
Right.
So instead of you talking about the situation, why don't you go to the situation? Why don't you make a note to the mother and say, or the father, they might not like you, that's fine, but you did what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And tell them that you saw the child somewhere and what that child was doing. No, the Holy Spirit just told me something. Make friends with the parents. Make friends with that person you don't want to make a friend to. You don't have to go to their house. You don't have to eat their food.
Right.
Just let them know that you are available to them when the need comes. We need to come together, as Troy said. We need to start coming together. We need to stop finding fault with somebody and find out what do you like about that person.
And that's the issue and problem with us. We want to find fault and we want to look at things, but we all have made mistakes in our lives and we all have done something. But it's not how you fall, but it's how you get back up. And this is what people need to know and understand.
And that is so true, Troy. In fact, let me put this in your ear. What you did is not who you are.
Right.
What you did is not who you are. Stop beating yourself up about what you did, as Troy just said. What you did is not who you are. That's what you did. Who you are is a child of you were created by God. If your family is a Smith, then you are Smith. If your family is a Yates, you are Yates. If your family is a Brown, you are Brown. That's who you are within that family.
Right.
Within that family. And so all of us, I have a family. I have a gang. I have a gang. Within this gang, you have rappers, you have dancers, you have poets. You have all this thing in this rap. God's ambassadors now gather. Why? They're coming together as one. And I always learned that with a gang, you are family.
You're right.
That's why so many people join gangs, because they can't find it no other place, a family.
Right.
These young people are looking for a family.
Right.
These children are just looking for somebody to love.
But not only saying that, what you're saying is true, because just like we have gangs here, these are the newly gangs, like the Bloods, the Crips, and all that. And they came out with something with the 32nd Slide or something like that. But a lot of these people initiate into these gangs because they don't have family. They don't have, and these people are showing them love. You know what I mean? They're doing violent things, but they're only there because these people are showing them love that they could not get when they were with their natural family. So what we have to do is bring love back into our families. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Even though, like, I go through a hardship with my daughter's mom because she's addicted and the drugs turn up, but I still try to show love to a certain extent because, like, people will use you and abuse you because you're on drugs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they know that you look for this as a daily thing in your life. But we got to show some kind of love. Like, even though I have to be harsh sometimes and put her out and be done with her, but we have to show some kind of love to will these people back in. And like I explained to her, how are you going to get your kids out of DHS, and how are you going to get your kids if you're still doing the things that is not appropriate for a mother, you know?
And I agree with that. And that's some of the things that we did down 50s and Clearfield, besides bringing the word and all of that, is letting people know who you are, that you're loved.
Right.
That you're loved, and our children need to know that they're loved. I'll say this, and I know this is true. It didn't matter with the letters behind my name. God knew I was going to love in spite of. He knew I was going to love. You know, something else came up that I just learned, too, and it might help you, Troy. It may help everybody else. I never understood why a person could be off of drugs. Hear me now. Off of drugs for a year, 2 years, or 3 years. And those of you that are on drugs, you're gonna get past a head clap because you're gonna find out I know what to talk about. I never understood that when they came back and they got back on drugs,
mm-hmm.
that it was worse than before.
I know.
And a guy told me this not too long ago. He said, "What it is this. However they stop and they start where they stop."
Right.
Isn't that terrible?
It is. Pastor, stay tuned.
In other words, once you start, you back right where you were 15 years ago that you stopped.
Right. We're going to pay a few bills and we're going to come back with our pastor, okay. Yvonne Yeats. We'll be back right after this.
If you're in need of a funeral home, Meacham and Prelow are there to help. Call 215-220-6880. Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home, 1740 Blavis Street, Philadelphia. Call 215-220-6880. In your time of need, Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home are there to help.
Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair.
Hey, this is Greg Blocker from Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair. You're listening to my main man, Troy Bella, on WWDB 860 AM.
1, 2, 3, say! You might as well go ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be a vent.
Travel along the way.
I know I can.
Can.
I know you will.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're back on the morning show with yours truly, my good friend Fred Hammond. Jesus builds a fence all around me. And that's what we need him to do, is to build a fence around us to protect us and guide us along the way. Go ahead, Pastor Yates.
And he will do that. He would do that. Do you think I went down 50? When I went down 50 to Clearfield, I worked in the judicial system.
Right.
I knew what it was all about. And
right.
I was a minister. And I would tell them like this, you're going to jail. I said, from Broad Street, if they look down, they can see what you're doing. From Alligator Avenue, you can see what you're doing. And but God sent us down there to Lexus, which was able for us also to help get it from, because they begin to realize that you don't have to sell drugs to be rich. In fact, something came to me just now, and those of you that still sell drugs, let me say this to you. You're making the person that you're selling the drugs for rich.
Right.
You're making them rich. They don't care about you.
Right.
They don't care nothing about you. So every drug that you sell that is taking somebody's life, and like I said, I give you the credit, because if they don't buy it, you can't sell it. But let me say this to you. Every drug that you sell, especially with this new thing that y'all are putting in it, to get a person high, you are responsible for their death. Every drug that you sell, everything that you sell, you're responsible for tearing up a family. You're responsible for getting people out there that really don't know who they are. And as Troy said, and we said, that are looking for love in the wrong places.
Right.
So you're responsible. And I'm not taking that back. Everybody got 15 degrees for know who I am. And I say the same thing. I live by this. I live by this. So if you take responsibility when your child wakes up in the morning, hallelujah, when you look at your child and you see the love that with your child, you can command that child not to go out.
Right.
You can do that. Will he like you or she like you? No. No, probably won't. But that's fine.
Who cares? I'm the parent.
You done saved the life.
Mm-hmm.
You done saved the life. I remember standing out in the corner of 1429 West Clearfield, and this guy ran through. And he jumped out the car and came over and kissed me and said, Pastor, you saved my life. I want you to hear the same thing. That have a person come to you and say, you saved my life. Because I want them to come to this community center.
Right.
I want them to be a part of the indoor basketball court. I want them to be a part of the boxing ring. I want them to be a part of that gym. I want them to be a part of being actually tutored. What have a tutor in this? And so it doesn't matter if you can't read it. Now, many of you can't.
Well, Pastor, we got to get ready to go because our time is up. But I'm going to set up a meeting with Senator Sharice Street, Congressman Dwight Evans, and State Senator Anthony Hardy Williams, and different ones, to see that we can help get this project off the ground and rolling, because it is something that is needed in the community. And I want to thank you for calling in and being our guest for today. And just know that I love you. And
I love you too.
Keep me in your prayers. And I'll be calling you after I get off the air, because I want to try to get your daughter on, or someone from DHS to come on the show.
Thank you so much, Troy, and I appreciate being there. that you appreciate me enough to call me to come on.
Thank you.
To your show. Thank you so much.
We'll be back right after this.
Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair. If you're in need of a funeral home, Meacham and Prelow are there to help. Call 215-220-6880. Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home, 1740 Blavis Street, Philadelphia. Call 215-220-6880. In your time of need, Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home are there to help.
You're listening to The Morning Show with Troy Baylor on WWDB 860 AM. We're back on The Morning Show with yours truly, a little bit of Jesus Can Work It Out. The Cosmopolitan Church. Jesus Can Work It Out. We want to thank Pastor Yvonne Yates, who was our guest on today, and was telling some truth. And we definitely need to come together in unity and to work with one another and be supportive of our police commissioner, who's doing, I'm going to say, a hell of a job trying to keep this city together with the manpower that she has and the use of whatever she has to do her job with. As other people that are working hard in this city to bring about a change. But stay tuned to The Morning Show every Friday from 10 to 11 on The Morning Show. I'll be back on next Friday. I might not be in the studio because I'm dealing with some situations and that's going on. But if so, you'll know. And also, look to hear me, hopefully, on Sundays at our sister station, WTMR 800 AM. That's a gospel station where I'll be playing good gospel music for you on this side of heaven. So the Lord is opening up doors and making ways. So stay tuned, and I'll see you on next Friday. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, and may God continue to bless.
I like that, y'all. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen.
Heartaches. I've had my share of heartaches, but I'm still here. Mm-hmm. Trouble. I've seen myself trouble,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm still here. Mm-hmm. Bruises, I've taken my lumps and bruises, but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Listen,
through it all, I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Can anybody relate to that tonight?
I made it. Yeah.
Another day's journey. God kept me here.
Now I know somebody can relate to what I'm about to say now.
Lied on. Many times I've been lied on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Burden.
I had to bear so many burdens.
But I'm still here, yes.
I'm still here.